Dear Internet Diary, I got this response to a blog post of mine, and I thought you'd like to hear it. This is from Andy. This is abbreviated. Andy says, "Why are atheists so passionate about spreading the word that God doesn't exist? I don't understand the motive. Even just reading that I find the Bible hard to swallow, you get a small feeling of happiness deep down for me, like there's hope for me. Why? Is it because of the negativity Christianity has had in the world over the ages? Do you find people who believe in what you don't incredibly annoying? You try and argue compassion for others who are being tricked and deceived, but you have no basis or reason for that compassion and care. To me, you're no different than the Christian holding a sign and shouting at women walking into an abortion clinic, or telling a gay guy he's going to burn in hell. They have no right, or should I say obligation, to do that, no more than you do, to be so passionate about the other side. What's the motive for an atheist? Why are you so pissed off? You argue that we should all love our wives and husbands, kids and family. That we should be nice and care for people. Why? What's the point? If I didn't believe in something more than humanity, and there was nothing at the end of this race, why run? Who cares? What does it matter? Just because humanity has set up these guidelines for good living and what's right or wrong, why should I follow? Why should I submit to humanity if humanity is all there is? If there is no God, then there is no moral compass. If you try to say otherwise, you'd just be attempting to get me to swallow some half-assed reasoning that makes you able to sleep at night, much like you would say I do. Morals, feelings do not exist in science. Brain chemistry does. But to not link that with anything other than evolution is just as crazy sounding to me as a virgin birth. It's the old chicken and the egg bit. You end up with the egg, but it makes no sense. As the atheist does exist based on knowledge and no feeling, a lot of Christians base their faith on a feeling and no knowledge. These are the ones that you get to make look stupid, which I'm sure for you and everything, but for me, I believe based on a lot more than the feeling. You will reply, "So tell me why you believe. Why do you care? To me, you're just as lost as I am and need something more as much as I do. You just get to be lost in a funner way than Christians and don't have to exercise faith. Basically, you get to do what you want. If that's working for you, then I'm not going to create a website and a radio program telling people that it's not. If it is, it is. Our problem as humans is that we all want to be right." I answered Andy, "Let me try and help you out here a little with your trouble with the concepts of morality and emotion. Somewhere along the way, you've been told that people who like science and people who find reason important are cold, calculating, and don't care about how people feel. You've been misinformed. Some very creative and passionate people are and were atheists. Artists, musicians, philosophers, dancers, and of course scientists. As a matter of fact, I am a musician, and it's my whole family. First, I will put to rest your problem with emotion. Emotion is not an imaginary, immaterial thing, and nobody here is trying to pretend it doesn't exist. We need emotions in order to survive and enjoy life. So, here's a big, bad, old atheist who appreciates and doesn't poo-poo emotions. Second, you can't possibly be serious about what you're saying about morality. Andy, do you hear yourself? No point to morality? Seriously, dude, don't be stupid. Here's the point. Give me an earthly, non-religious reason that I shouldn't shoot you. Do you want to be shot? Why shouldn't I kill your family? Think about it for a moment. Can you think of at least one reason for me not to harm you? This is simple, Andy. I am not looking for a deep philosophical answer. Think of a reason that, well, sounds dumb. Figured it out? If you can't figure it out, that's what religion does to people. They say stupid stuff like what you said. They, not me, not atheists, have had their moral autonomy stripped from them. This is what religion does. I'll try to explain. What do you see when you look around you, or when you think about the things that matter to you? Do you love anyone? Do you have anything that you love to do, any passion in life? I do. I have many, many things that I love and value. Recruiters want you to forget that any of that exists. Then they give you God. They tell you that God is everything, and all those things that matter are nothing because they're icky, sinful, low, base, material things. They tell you that the things that actually exist are meaningless, and that imaginary things, the godly, high, and powerful, intangible things, matter. What they're doing is thinking completely. Now that your thinking is completely opposite from reality, you look at someone like me, an atheist, someone who doesn't have God. Well, when your thinking is trained up like yours is, naturally you assume I have nothing that means anything. We are, as many Christians like to say, alone without God. Interesting, because that's the exact tactic that abusive lovers use. You're nothing without me. That's immoral. Morality, Andy, is very simple. Morality is not a list of stuff other people shouldn't do. Morality is the study of causality in human action. Sounds complicated, but it isn't. Values are things that you want to attain and keep. Morality is the process of figuring out if those values are reasonable. Causality is the fact that when you do something, other stuff happens as a result of it. Do you see now how religion has nothing to do with morality? Christianity is amoral. It says that you must not judge, you must obey. Morality is nothing if not judgment. You have to figure out if your action will cause a good reaction. There is no figuring out in obey. You see, Andy, you are the one who believes that the world is meaningless, not me. I'm sorry you are living this way. I don't. I know, and I'm learning how the world is a big place for one person with one life, and there is so much wonder and loveliness and horror and ugliness in it. How sad that you would say it's meaningless, and you don't understand why an atheist would ever be angry. By the way, Andy, I'm not afraid of being judged. Whoops, Andy, you're judging. Angry. Anger, an emotion, is not a taboo for me. Anger is an emotion that, when used well, is helpful. But be assured, I am not angry at you. You may have been told incorrectly that anger is something that is always accompanied by violence. Luckily, I am not part of a religion that has one of the many violent gods out there. And this is why I spread the word. I want more people in my world who are more and have the tools at their disposal to make good decisions about the world, not people who find no value in the world. Thanks for listening. To hear more, visit me at hellboundalley.blogspot.com. That's Hellbound Alley, A-double-L, triple E.